A brief biography of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Name, Muhammad. Father's name, Abdullah bin Abdul Muttalib. Mother's name, Amina bint Wahab. Date of birth, April 20th, 570 CE. Place of birth, Makkah, in the Arabian Peninsula. Date of death, June 6th, 632 CE, at the age of 63. Place of death, Medina. His childhood and youth, from birth until the age of 25 years. Muhammad's father died before he was born. When he was an infant, his mother sent him out of Makkah to be breastfed by a wet nurse named Halima. From the ages of 2 to 6, he lived with his mother, Amina, until she passed away in the year 576 CE. He then lived with his grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, until his death when Muhammad was 8 years old. After that, his uncle Abu Talib, the father of 10 children, took him in and raised him. His career. From 8 to 15 years of age, like all prophets before him, he worked as a shepherd. From 15 to 23 years of age, he worked with his uncle Abu Talib, trading merchandise between Syria and Makkah. From 23 to 40 years, he worked as a trader for a wealthy woman of the Quraysh known as Khadija bint Khuwaylid. Prophet Muhammad was known in his community as a successful and honest trader. At the age of 40, Khadija married the Prophet Muhammad when he was just 25 years of age. Together, they had 6 children, 2 sons and 4 daughters. Marital status. Managing trade for Khadija bint Khuwaylid, a respected widow of the Quraysh, Prophet Muhammad was known in his community for being successful and honest. When he was 25 and she was 40, Khadija proposed marriage, and she was his only wife until her death 25 years later. Together, they had 2 sons who both died in infancy and 4 daughters. 40 to 63 years. When he reached the age of 40, his prophethood began with his receiving divine revelation, the Quran. For the rest of his life, he was dedicated to conveying Allah's message to his people and to all humankind. Dawah stages. Divine revelation. Prophet Muhammad received the Quran, the message of Allah. He was appointed as the messenger of Allah to convey Allah's words to humankind. This was a mission that required strong belief, dedication, commitment, and honesty. Core group of Muslims formed. In the beginning, Prophet Muhammad invited his inner circle of family and friends, as well as certain others of excellent character, to accept Islam. Public invitation resisted. After a while, the Muslims started to talk openly about Islam. Although Muhammad was known to be trustworthy, Makkan leaders did not accept his invitation to embrace Islam. They described him as a poet, a sorcerer, and a madman. They were hostile toward those who became Muslims, persecuting and torturing the poorest and weakest of them especially. The boycott. Makkan leaders imposed a social and economic blockade on Prophet Muhammad and his tribe, hoping to force them to withdraw their protection from him. This caused great hardship, including hunger, since the only provisions they could get were those smuggled to them by sympathizers. After 3 years, the Makkan chiefs canceled the blockade. Prophet Muhammad's beloved wife, Khadija, and his uncle Abu Talib both passed away that same year, which was known as the Year of Sorrow. The migration to Medina. During the pilgrimage season one year, Prophet Muhammad spoke with six people from Yathrib. They believed him and returned to their city to invite others to embrace Islam. After the leaders of the two main tribes accepted Islam, their people also became Muslims. Prophet Muhammad was invited to move to Yathrib, become its ruler and leader. With the Meccan persecution of Muslims becoming worse, Prophet Muhammad advised the Muslims to migrate to Yathrib. After most of them had safely gone, he went to Yathrib himself in September 622 CE. Yathrib became known as Medina El Munawara, the City of Enlightenment, which is often shortened to Medina. The Battle of Badr. Many of the Muslim emigrants were forced to abandon their homes. The chiefs of Makkah were using their confiscated wealth for trade and business. The Muslims found out about a Meccan trade caravan led by their enemy Abu Sufyan, which would be traveling on a trade route that passed close to Medina. Prophet Muhammad called upon the Muslims to take the caravan in compensation for their confiscated wealth. The Muslims won this first battle, even though the Meccans had three times as many fighters. Many Meccan chiefs and other important figures were killed in this battle. The Battle of Uhud. In retaliation for their loss in the Battle of Badr, and because they feared losing their leading role in Arabia, the Meccan chiefs joined with some Arab allies to send 3,000 troops to attack the Muslims at Mount Uhud, just north of Medina. The Muslims lost this battle. Then they regained their strength and won the following battles. Treaty of Hudaybiyah. When Muhammad and 1,400 followers approached Mecca to perform religious rites of the Kaaba, the Meccan chiefs refused to allow them, even though they had granted that right to people in Arabia. Eventually, they signed a 10-year truce with Prophet Muhammad. He and his people went back without visiting Mecca, but were allowed to return the following year to do so. The treaty had many terms that were disappointing to the Muslims because they seemed to favor the Meccans. The Year of Delegations. While the truce was in effect, Prophet Muhammad was able to convey Allah's message inside and outside Arabia without being stopped or intercepted by other forces. He sent delegations and letters to rulers of neighboring tribes and countries, as well as superpowers such as Persia, Byzantine, the Roman Empire, and Egypt, inviting them to accept Islam as the message of Allah Almighty. Muslims increased in number as people discovered the truth of Islam. The Conquest of Mecca. Within less than 2 years, the truce was violated by the Meccan side when their allies killed 20 Muslims. In response, Prophet Muhammad marched with 10,000 Muslims to conquer Mecca, asking his soldiers not to fight unless they were attacked first. Despite all the hardships that had been caused by the people of Mecca, Prophet Muhammad simply announced to them, "Go to your homes, you are free." His mercy had a strong impact, and many of the people embraced Islam and pledged their allegiance. Arab tribes embrace Islam. After the peaceful takeover of Makkah, delegations came from all over Arabia to learn about Islam. Prophet Muhammad sent groups of believers to various regions of Arabia to teach people the message of Allah. The death of a prophet, peace be upon him. Prophet Muhammad's mission was accomplished, and his life was nearing an end. In the year 632 CE, he performed the Hajj pilgrimage and gave his well-known final sermon to a crowd of more than 100,000 people. Later that year, Prophet Muhammad passed away at his home, Medina.